On some level, it may seem contradictory, but President-elect Barack Obama, while he does not plan to unveil his national security team until after Thanksgiving, it seems pretty clear that Defense Secretary Robert Gates is not going anywhere. For the first time, a Pentagon commander will be asked to keep his post between presidents of two different parties. Joining us now is Peter Baker from our partner, the New York Times, from the Washington Bureau of the Times. Peter, thanks for being part of the program.
Good morning. How are you today?
I want to just sort of track, first of all, the level of unprecedentedness of this. I mean, certainly there are two battlefields active right now, Afghanistan and Iraq. There's certainly an argument for continuity in the Pentagon. But politically, how unusual is this?
Well, it's pretty unusual. I mean, Lyndon Johnson kept Robert McNamara when he took over from after John Kennedy's assassination. And Gerald Ford kept Richard Nixon's Defense Secretary Schlesinger. But those are presidents of the same party. This is the first time you had a Democrat keep or a Republican's Defense Secretary or the other way around. And even during a time of war, a president usually brings his own person in to run the Pentagon. In this case, though, Barack Obama decided that some sense of bipartisan continuity was more important, and Robert Gates will be a symbol for the country of a unified government. That's the idea, anyway.
Well, the idea could also be that there's a kind of a scale of the Pentagon bureaucracy and the national security establishment, and let's include the defense ministers of NATO and all of the sort of places that the U.S. is around the world. That's just too big for one president to try to turn. Turning the aircraft carrier comes to mind here, that actually has a momentum that defies an individual president to actually do anything about. How does the Obama administration combat that idea?
Well, I mean, that's certainly true, obviously. And when President-elect Obama takes office in a couple months, you know, his first priority is going to be the economy. So, you know, in some ways, you could look at this as, in a sense, deferring any significant changes at the Pentagon until he's got the economy more fully in gear and he can turn his full attention to that. Robert Gates is well respected by people in both parties. He's been a pragmatist. He's somebody who is seen as not a particularly ideological figure. Coming after Don Rumsfeld, he was seen as a relief both to members of the military and to people on Capitol Hill. But, you know, the other side of this, of course, is a lot of people who voted and supported Barack Obama, particularly from the beginning, thought they were voting for somebody who was against the Iraq War and it was going to bring dramatic change in terms of the country's military policies. And there's something sort of jarring about keeping the guy who's been running the Iraq War for the last 2 years.
You know, one of the legacies of the Bush administration is that the Secretary of Defense status, increased or profile increased significantly. And it could be argued that the Secretary of State, as the kind of diplomatic international policy front face of the U.S. government, diminished significantly. Does this carry that forward, or is it a sign that maybe the Obama administration would rather have a stronger Secretary of State going forward?
Well, I think, if you have Hillary Rodham Clinton as Secretary of State, as we believe she'll be appointed next week or nominated next week, I think it's hard to argue that you won't have a pretty strong Secretary of State. She's going to be a formidable figure, and it will be interesting to see how she would get along with Bob Gates' sort of partners in going forward. Gates is no shrinking violet, but he's not Don Rumsfeld either, and he has not been sort. He's been a decisive figure. He's made a lot of very strong decisions, but at the same time, he hasn't been sort of the same kind of presence that Rumsfeld was at the podium.
Two things. Robert Gates comes from the CIA, the National Security Establishment, and under Rumsfeld, so much more of the funding of the national security and espionage establishment seemed to shift into the Pentagon. Is that likely to continue here, or is that a process that is undergoing some transformation?
Well, that's an open question at this point. We do not yet know who will necessarily take over the intelligence establishment under President-elect Obama. The name we're hearing most often for Director of National Intelligence is Admiral Dennis Blair. He was a former commander of the Pacific Command and a longtime Navy veteran who recently retired. But the person we thought might be the CIA director, a man named John Brennan, 25-year veteran of the agency, pulled out yesterday because people were complaining that they thought he was too close to some of the detention and interrogation policies that have been so controversial over these last few years. He denies that. He says he was actually an opponent of them, but he pulled out saying he didn't want to be a distraction to President-elect Obama. So we don't know who's going to be the part of that team at this point.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I mean,
yeah, it really is.
That's that. I mean, it sounds like that may be the place to look for the sign of the sort of Obama change agent, rather than at the head of the Pentagon in the Secretary of Defense's office. Finally, does Gates need to be reconfirmed or renominated or anything like that?
No, he doesn't. I mean, the way it works is, you know, he's already in that job, and he serves at the pleasure of the president, whichever president happens to be there. So, you know, he may go up to the Hill to testify, but he is in the job as long as this president and the next one want him to stay.
And that's the one set of confirmation hearings we don't have to sit through. Peter Baker, thanks for joining
exactly.
us.